Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning, everyone. The Word of Eternal Life. Jesus spoke in parables, and he explained the deeper meaning of the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, and eternity, and how one can enter into the kingdom, the price and value, the valuable pearls, the valuable people, the valuable fish, and the valuable of everything in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus did not forget to talk about the judgment in his parable preaching. At the end of the parable preaching, he mentioned that those which was not chosen, that will be thrown into the lake of fire. See, this is how the world, the end of the time comes when Jesus will return. And in the 51st to 51st verse of chapter 13 of Matthew, have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. See, this question was asked to Jesus' disciples. See, if you never heard my message, you can always go into the archives in WCNO 89.9 and click on the three dots, three lines, and then it will open up the archive, basically the calendar, right? You can go into the archive through the calendar when this message is spoken every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. And you can listen to this on every day, every dates it was spoken. Every messages, not only this, you could go in the calendar and click and listen to this. Now, if you don't listen to this, read Matthew chapter 13, all these parables concerning the kingdom of heaven. Jesus spoke. Now, Jesus asked a question at the end to his disciples. Jesus said, yes. Do you understand these? They said, yes. They replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. Is the kingdom of heaven is like a man. Everyone, a teacher who will instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of the house who brings out of the storeroom new treasure as well as old. Is everything kingdom of heaven is in your heart and it is new every day, the kingdom of heaven which is going to be established. Next verse, Jesus spoke in verse 53. Jesus finished these parables. He moved on from there, coming to his hometown. He began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. See, where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers, they asked? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother named Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. So Christ Jesus was speaking, teaching parables, and also then he came to his hometown of Nazareth, where he was born or brought up as a little boy. And there he worked as a carpenter. His father, Joseph, was a carpenter. His son, Joseph's son, Jesus, was also a carpenter. But Jesus was filled with the wisdom of God, and knowledge and glory, and because he is not Joseph's son, he was God's son. Now we know from the birth of Jesus, Matthew, the disciple of Jesus, who wrote this Gospel of Matthew, he explained about all the details about the birth of Jesus, how he was born. Now you can go back and start reading the genealogy of Jesus, who is the son of David, son of Abraham, son of Judah, amen, and who became in the family of the King David. Genealogically, his mother was in the same tribe of David's family, and his father Joseph as well. So Jesus came into the king's family and he became a carpenter as a profession, because there was no kingdom. The kingdom has been destroyed. The kingdom has been taken to Babylon because of their sinful life of Judah. They lost their kingdom. Now there is no king. Only Rome is ruling over them. I mean, after Babylon. Praise God. And then Jesus finished these parables. He come to his town, began teaching and preaching in the synagogue. They were amazed. See, they were amazed at the words of Jesus, because they were not searching to find who this man was, even though who they were talking about him. Isn't this the carpenter? The only thing they could see was he was the son of the carpenter, Joseph. But they did not check his background. They did not go and ask his mother about his birth, right? Now we know when Jesus was born, the three magi came from the east, and then their protectors or a caravan of camels or all those came together possibly, and they traveled 2 years to get Judea, and then when they came to close to the Judea's palace, they thought, yes, king should be born in the palace. And they went to Herod's palace. What a horrible thing happened after Herod find out. They left, Herod killed all the children in Judea. So that was another prophecy fulfilled, which was spoken by Jeremiah. And then those things I preached in my previous messages. And now look what happened. They knew. Herod the Great knew Jesus was the Messiah. That's why he killed all the children. But God's angel told Joseph to take the baby and go to Egypt, and he lived there until Herod died. When Herod died, the same angel, Gabriel, went to Joseph and told him, go back to your country. When they came back to their country, the prophecy fulfilled that I called my son from an alien nation, from the book of Hosea. Another prophet prophesied that. So when they were living in Judea, in the territory of Galilee, which was not under the rule of Herod the Great, Herod died, his son Archelaus was ruling his kingdom, but Joseph decided to keep out of the kingdom of the territory of Archelaus and stayed in Galilee. So, see, those days the kings or rulers did not have the power to go and get people from the other rulers' territory without, And so there was Jesus was born, brought up in Galilee, in Nazareth of Galilee. So Jesus became a carpenter because of the trade. Joseph continued his work as a carpenter, and Jesus definitely worked as a carpenter until age 30. And there he proved himself to Jesus. His parents knew that he was the Son of God. Because Jesus were born not by the relationship of between Joseph and Mary. And they both know that. But they kept it as no one will believe. Nobody will believe. How would someone believe that a woman got pregnant without a relationship with a husband or a man? But the prophecy says the virgin will have a child and his name will be called Emmanuel. He will live among people. See, this is the son of the virgin who was born by the consummation of the Holy Spirit on Mary. Now, this was not believable to people. This never happened before. This will not happen again. It was only happened one time in the history. One virgin got pregnant by the immersion of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, the Spirit God, entered into the womb of Mary and took his conception with no man knowing, and only Joseph, who believed it, that the angel told him, the woman who's going to be your wife, you engaged with her, is pregnant, not by any other man, it's by the Holy Spirit of God through him. So this was only known, they believed, and even the family members believed it, we don't know. Even Mary's relatives believed it, we don't know. Mary must have went through a very, very abusive life that people thought this girl got pregnant without the knowledge, without the harassment. This is terrible punishment of judgment. But the time passed. You know, Jesus was a short time, a few years, short years in Egypt, came back and with the parents and continued. People believed this is Joseph's and Mary's son. So anyway, the question is, how does a carpenter preach the Torah and the scriptures and the prophets? How a carpenter can do that? That was the biggest question the people of that time, the Nazarites, people lived in Nazareth, people lived in Galilee, they all questioned him and they talked about him, and they knew his brothers who were born most probably after his birth. Joseph and Mary had relationship. The children were born. These are the younger siblings of Jesus, half-brothers and sisters. And they were there. Their names are given. And how come this man is preaching and he know all these things? But they could not go and investigate. Even Herod the Great knew when they heard there was a king born, the Herod and Judea trembled, it says in the scripture. They were afraid. They did not know what will happen. Then Jesus said to them, only in his hometown and in his own house is a prophet without honor. See, because they know him that he is from Joseph's family, as believed to be his son, and his brothers and sisters are there, they know he is a carpenter, they are not going to honor him as a prophet. They are not going to honor him as the Son of God either. I mean, even a prophet, they did not honor him. And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. See, why God cannot do miracles for some people? Great things he can do. that believe in him, God will take care of you. There is problems in and difficulties and things that we cannot do ourselves. We are man always. People always need help. Then some supernatural things have to happen sometimes. Sometimes a thing that we ever say it will never happen is going to happen by the help of God. It's going to be God working in people's heart that they are going to come out and help. Amen. So Jesus couldn't do any miracles in his own hometown because of the people's unbelief. Amen. Now we need faith in order for to believe in Christ is needed faith. That Isaiah said their heart are calloused. That means hardened like a stone, and they cannot understand the scriptures. They are not going back and checking the prophecies. If you really read the prophets, if you read some of the books, even Isaiah's books, a couple of chapters, specifically the sufferings of Christ, the birth of Christ in chapter 7, and all the things happened to the Judah in the time of the kingdoms of Judah. You know, everything ended because of the sin of Judah, but they still don't believe. It's Isaiah who prophesied the birth of Christ, then most importantly to the Jewish nation, his return to rebuild their country and to bring all the Jews from all over the nations back to home. Deliver them from the Antichrist. It is Isaiah who prophesied those things. Also Daniel. And they did not give much attention and faith in both of these prophets. And if you do not believe in the prophets and God's word, how are you going to receive it? How are you going to be in the part of it? It can never be part of it. Amen. Next verse, chapter 14 of Matthew. At the time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the reports about Jesus, and he said to his attendants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him." See, Herod the Tetrarch, Herod the Great's kingdom was divided into four and given to his four sons. See, it was four tetra, you know, in Latin and Spanish, it's four. It is divided four kingdoms. So Tetrarch is one of the four kingdoms of Israel. So he wanted to see Jesus. And he was also really, must have been frightened of him, because he put Jesus to death, the forerunner of Jesus, John the Baptist, to death. He killed, you know, the Herod Tetrarch is Herod Antipas, who killed John the Baptist, because John the Baptist had prophesied and he preached and he did miracles at the time of his life. He preached and taught, and he said truth about Herod's life, his sinful life. So he killed him. So he said, he's resurrected. See, how could he believe that he is resurrected? Because he said nobody else can do things like John has done. He did not know there is Christ, the Messiah, is greater than John the Baptist. That is why the miraculous powers are working him, he said. Now Herod had arrested John. You know, he had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison. Now the Matthew is talking about how the things happened before this event. Because Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for John had saying to him, it is not lawful for you to have her. See, Herod and his brother Philip's, who was another ruler of the territory in Galilee, and another territory where Jesus was brought up, and he got, he was away to Rome as the emperor wanted him. Time and time, the emperor calls his rulers of different territories back to Rome for whatever reason he does it, to inform, to find out, to investigate, or whatever reasons, to report. Philip was in Rome, and he stayed a little longer there. Here, Herod Antipas's brother, younger brother, divorced his own wife, who was a daughter of King of Arabia, Aratus, King of Arabia, divorced her for no reason, because he and Philip's wife, Herodias, got connected. See, the sin doesn't take very much longer. They probably had an eye each other for a long time, or they were looking for an opportunity. Here, no, King Aratus of Arabia attacked Herod for that reason and caused him a very severe damage, the historians believe says. Josephus writes about this evil thing Antipas have done and what happened to him and his punishment by his wife's father. And the army of Arabia came, attacked Antipas. He had a heavy loss because of that. So here again, Antipas sinned against, you know, divorcing his own wife and illegally taking his brother's wife. And John had the courage to tell him. No one else in Israel, Judea, told him, but John said to him, it's not right. You're sinning, you know. So the Herodias got more angry. They wanted to kill John. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias, see, that's her daughter. It's not his, Herod Antipas's daughter, probably Philip's daughter or his brother. And she danced before his and pleased him and promised. And Herod got, basically he was drunk and he decided, he told her, I'll give you anything you want, even the half of the kingdom. You know, it's not written in the Bible, in the gospel, that he was drunk. But you know, all these kings and their officers, and when they all gather, have a big party going on, they definitely are drinking. They are full of wine and they are over drunk. And he said in his, you know, in front of all his officers and everything, and he declared that he will give even the half of the kingdom to her. Give me here. Then she said, let me ask my mother. So she went and asked her mother. He came back and said, we want the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The head of the John. The king was distressed, and because of his oaths and his dinner guests, and ordered John beheaded in the prison. The head was brought in on a platter and give on to the girl, and she carried it to her mother. John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. See, this is what happened to the forerunner of Jesus Christ, the one who was sent by God the Father from heaven. He was born at an old age. Parents miraculously became, they have this son, Zacharias, and his wife, Elizabeth. In their old age, John was born for a purpose of preaching the coming of the Messiah. All right, so they killed the prophet John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Messiah, because he said the truth. He is being killed. Now, this is the thing happens every time in the world. The one who say the truth will be, you know. Now we see what Herod has done. After this, Jesus heard this, and he had definitely have been sorrow in his heart as a human. He knew this will happen. He knew the purpose of John has been fulfilled. His ministry has been completed and his life has been taken. And his soul and his spirit went to heaven, to God. The ministry of John was conducted and it was over. Jesus heard what had happened. He withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. You see, when some things like this happen, you want to be Jesus. You know, sometimes you want to be alone. You want time to grieve. As a God himself, Jesus, in the human body shape, body, living in the human body, he had the grievances. He had the pain. He had the sufferings. You know, he suffered like any other human being physically, and he withdrew privately. Hearing this, the crowd followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. See, this is what we need today. We need people. You know, we don't need miracle workers. We need people who can heal, who heal by the power of Jesus. Can you be healed? You know, not for miracle working or wonders and great things happening in the television in such and such places, but can you heal the sick in everywhere, in the city, in the village, in the town, in the church, everywhere, in homes, if we follow Christ, if we have the power of Christ in us? Jesus replied, Amen. Jesus, compassion on the people. Today what we need is compassion on the people. If we have the heart of God, if Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Christ is living in us, we need the compassion on people. And we need the love of Christ in us so that we will be able to pray in the name of Jesus and heal people. People need all kind of healing, physical, emotional, financial, all sorts of healing. Those who are tormented by demons, satanic forces of evil, you know, economy, the powers and strength of the corporate things, everything in the world is crushing people today. The poor people are being crushed financially, economically, in every ways. You know, the money is flowing to certain directions where that all those things are going to one place where there is who is controlling all those, the hand of Satan. And the people suffer, and the people suffer and suffer and suffer. And there is our Lord Jesus Christ is returning, and those who will believe in his name will be taken to eternity. And this pain and sufferings will go away, but you need to can be healed by the power of Jesus. Today, if you like to be released by the power of Jesus Christ, pray with me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Close your heart, open your heart and close your eyes, or if you are still driving, put your hand on your chest and just pray, God, come to me and deliver me and help me. I need your deliverance. I believe in you. I accept you. You are the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who living forever and ever eternally. God, I love you. Bless me, help me, and take care of my issues. Take care of my problems. You will be answered. I pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8333. You won't be disappointed.